We find ourselves in an amazing time period right now of Shovavim. And certainly in Eretz Yisrael, there's a tremendous stress on this unique time period of the year. In America now, over the last few years, it's also gotten quite popular to talk about these inyanim. So what is Shovavim? So Shovavim is Rosh HaTevis for the Parshios that we lean now, starting Shmos, Vayera, Bo, Beshalach, Yisro, and then Mishpatim. Rosh HaTevis, Shovavim. So it comes from a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shuvu von Shovavim, return your wayward children, return those who have distanced yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This time of Shovavim is an intense time period of the year where we can be misaking certain chatoyim, certain pagamim that have happened, and we can return back to where we really are. Why is that true? Because these are the parshios where we learn and we live with the parshios of the Klal Yisrael being in Mitzrayim, stuck in the lowest levels of Tumah, the Memtes Shari Tumah, in a society that's antithetical to anything that has to do with Kedusha and Tahara, and that we came out from there. So too, just like the Klal Yisrael came out from there and ultimately prepared themselves for the Kabbalah Satorah, so too, on the individual level, we could do this as well. So to begin with a little bit of introduction to how is this possible? What's the connection for Shovavim? So let's look at Pesukim from this week's Parsha. We know the HaKadosh Baruch appears to Moshe. We're going to start with Perek Gimel. Vayomer Moshe, Yud Aleph. El Elokim, Mi Anoichi, who am I? Ki Eilech El Paro, that I can go to Paro of Chi Oitzi Ez Bnei Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. I'm going to get out the Klal Yisrael. This is a fascinating Rashi and a Rashbam over here as to how to understand what the question is and what the answer is. Vayomer Ki Ehye Imoch, I will be with you. Vze Lecho Ha'ois Ki Anoichi Shalach Ticho, I'm going to be with you, and this will be the sign that I've sent you, Behotziacho es ha'am, mi Mitzrayim, ta'adunes elokim ala harazeh. You're going to serve the Klal Yisrael, meaning, according to some Mefarshim, the Klal Yisrael doesn't have a zechus right now, but they're going to get to that point, and we're going to receive the Torah, so that already creates an Or Choizer, that creates a zechus for the Klal Yisrael right now. Vayomer Moshe Elokim, Hashem says to Elokim, Hine anochi boil b'nei Yisrael, I'm going to come to the b'nei Yisrael, v'amarti lehem, and I'll tell them, Elkei avoseichem shalachani aleichem, the God of your forefathers sent me to you. V'omru li, and they're going to say to me, ma shemo, what's his name? So ma'amar lehem, what should I respond to them? So Hashem says, v'yomer Elokim el Moshe, ekye asher ekye, I will be as I shall be. This is what you should say to the B'nai Israel. Ekya Shalachani Aleichem. Hashem, Ekya is the one who has sent me to them. So, you know, at first glance, the Klal Yisrael had a suffix over here, right? In other words, it's very hard to understand the pshat of what is happening. You know, the Klal Yisrael is going to say, Moshe, the God of your ancestors is the one who sent me. Well, what's his name? Well, tell me what the name is, right? Am I nafkamina? In other words, if imagine a person who's a prisoner, and they say, we're going to free you. Well, what's the name of the person who's going to free me? Who cares what the name is? The fact that you're going to be freed itself, right? And more than that, Moshe Rabbeinu even gives credence to this question. The Klal Yisrael will say, even if you don't think it's such a strong question, Moshe did. Moshe thought what the Klal Yisrael was going to say was strong enough that he has to ask Hashem, what should I say to them when they ask me what the name is? So let's try to work this out a little bit. Learn a piece from the Heilige Nesiv Shalom. It says Yesh Loimer. We can try to explain this. He quotes from the Arizal. Now, there's the name Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? So Havaya is a connection of three phrases: Haya, Hove, VeYihyeh. That's Hashem's name. Hashem means he's not limited by time. He was, he is, and he will be. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Vod. Hashem is beyond any concept of space and time. That relationship is mentioned by the name Havaya. So Yudke Vavke, and when you add up the gematria, it's 26. So he says, brings from the Arizal, that there's an idea that the 26-letter name of 26 gematria, 26, not 26 letter, four letter name, but 26 gematria, times 10 would be 260. So the Klal Yisrael felt that the Geula would only come after 260 years of being in Mitzrayim. And, you know, he brings a rush, a remes, as I say, Kisar Liros, Sar, Samach Resh is gematria 260. That's a Moshe Rabbeinu. A few psukim earlier, when it says that he turned to see this vision. So the idea that Klal Yisrael felt that the Geula was only going to come through this attribute of Havaya, and therefore it must be 260 years, because again, Havaya is gematria 26, 10 times that is that. However, Hashem says no. The Geula is going to come through a different one of my names, the Shem Ekia. Aleph, and then a He, and then a Yud, and a He. So that, Aleph is 1, He is 5, Yud is 10, another 5 for the last Hey is 21. So the Geula is going to come after, with using the name Ekia. Now Ekia is gematria 21 times 10 is 210 years. And that's the idea. The Geula is going to happen now, right? After 210 years. So that's what it says when the Klal Yisrael are asking what's his name, because the Klal Yisrael felt that it's going to happen after 260. He says, no, I'm coming to tell you it's coming through a different hanhaga. It's coming through a different name. It's coming through the name of Ekia. Al derech zeh, omelach kodesh baruch hu, kosamar levnei Yisrael, Ekia shalcheni aleichem. Ekia is the one who's sending this. Ka'omer sha'geula tiyeh besod shem Ekia. It's going to happen through that name. Okay, so it's very nice. You know, it's at this point, it sounds like the Klal Yisrael felt it was going to be through one name, and Hashem says, no, it's a different name. But what does that mean in terms of practical avoda? Right? Whenever you learn a Torah, you have to say, lachain, and therefore what? What does this mean in what one perks on? So, the Nesiva Shalom quotes here a medrash Shir Hashim Rabba Beis Yud Tes Kasher Biser Moshe Li Yisroel Shakodesh Baruch Chofik LaGolam Omer Lo. When Hashem, well, I'm sorry, Moshe told that Hashem wanted to free them, they said back, Eich Efsher Shenigal. How could we possibly be redeemed? Halakol Eretz Mitzrayim Mole Be Tenufei Gilui Avodah Zarah Shelanu. We've filled the entire land of Mitzrayim with our idols. We have getchkes, little idols all over. How in the world could Hashem redeem us? Because Hashem wants to redeem you, He's not going to look at that. He's not going to pay attention to this. Right? So the idea is, he quotes another medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, a comparison between Esav and Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu is referred to as being chalak, as being smooth, and Esav he's a hairy man. So he gives an example. A person gets schmutz all over them. So let me think, like a little kid, you know, my daughter sometimes, they get bubblegum, got bubblegum in her hair. That's a mess. They get bubblegum out of a bunch of hair, so it's hard. You gotta do it's a whole ASIC to get the bubblegum out, because it becomes entrenched, it becomes entwined. When your hair is there, so it becomes very, very intertwined. It becomes connected, I should say. Masha ain't keen if the person's bald. Imagine if you don't have any hair, and then something schmutz, like dirt or a piece of gum or something, like, you know, falls on top of a bald spot, you can quickly wipe it away. That explains the Nesiv Hashem. That's the difference between us versus them. Klal Yisrael is like Yaakov, the Ish Chalak, we're smooth. If an Aveira comes, Yom Kippur will come and be Mechapa, and it'll get away. It doesn't affect the essence. Like the Maharal explains that any chait that the Klal Yisrael does is only Mikra, it's not Be'etzim, it's to who we are. Masha'en came by the Bnei Esav. When they do Aveiras, so it becomes entrenched in who they are, and it's so difficult to get away. So now the Klal Yisrael was feeling, how could we be thing? We thought that the Geula was going to come through the Shem Havaya, which we said was Hayah, the past. Well, I look at my past and I say, we did so much Avodah Zarah. We made so many mistakes. We did so many things that we wish we hadn't done. And now, how can we get out of that? So then that was the Havamina. The Maskana is, no, that's not the name Hashem is going to use. And name always means the relationship. The relationship is going to be one of Ekia. Ekia is a lashon of asid. What's going to be in the future? All a person needs is a sincere Kabbalah, and they could fix that which they had messed up. In other words, you thought paradise was lost? No, it's just been misplaced, but you can get it back very easily. That's the idea. Ekye is about a lashon of a kabbalah al ha'asid, what the Klal Yisrael are going to do. It says the Nesiv Shalom, Sha'alzim as Yisrael Mashemo. When the Klal Yisrael were asking Moshe, what's his name? Shai Sivurim Shagulatiyah b'shem Havaya Sheinyona Haya Hovevihya. Hashem's looking at everything. He examines your past. He wants to see what you did. He looks at all his getchkas, all the avodah zarah in Mitzrayim. Avar hava v'osid. How in the world are we going to get ourselves out of this mess? So lo, listen to the answer. This is what I want you to say. Ekye shalachani aleichem. I'm looking in the future. Haynu k'maymer maran admor mebeizavim zuchusu yigenu sheekye hu shem hatshuva. This is the name of teshuva. Shehudi omer ma shehaya haya. What was umikan v'lahaba. But from now on, mekabel ani al atzmi sheheya tov. I'm going to be good. I'm going to improve. You know, Lechavitch brings in a different piece, tshuva is 99% about the future and it's 1% about the past. So Hashem says that's what's going to happen now. Person makes a sincere kambala. This is so true for the time period of Shovim. Person might have made mistakes in certain inyanim, but they take a sincere kambala upon themselves. From now on, I'm going to be good. Right? That's the idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem wants to, he doesn't look at the past. And then he says more than this. What exactly is the name that Hashem says? He says Ekye, right? Ekye Asher Ekye is 21 times 21. That comes out to be 441, the gematria of Emes. That this is the Emes. If a person might have accepted upon themselves, I'm going to try to be good, and they failed. Try again. Take another Kabbalah upon yourselves. If a person says, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it again, and they sailed. Vishuv nichshav v'chayuz mekabel atzmo shuv. A person does it again. Tamid HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel oso. A person's, Hashem will always accept our teshuvah when it's done sincerely. El shemosh v'in omel lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says like this, She'im yagal lezois lifnei Yisrael. But if I tell them that, basically I tell you, you can do whatever you want. And you know, like you always got this, like, you got a rich uncle. You got HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to take care of you. Maybe they're going to do it. The Gemara says, the person says, okay, I'll do an aver, I'll sin, and I'll just do tshuva afterwards. Not so fast. A person says, I'm going to sin against this guy, and I know he has to give me mechila. I'm going to do this aver, and I know I'll just do tshuva afterwards. Not so fast, doesn't necessarily work. So look how Masiv Shalom, he's medayik, says, Lekach, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kosmo Levnei Yisrael. What's the name? When Hashem says to Moshe, Ekye Asher Ekye. But what's the name that's actually revealed to the Klal Yisrael? Say to them, Ekye shalchani aleichem. Only once. Only one time. Don't tell them this secret that you know, you can do it over and over again. Lahem tigala esakoech shal ekye shalchani aleichem shurak pamachas. Just tell them this works once. Aval ha-emes, but the truth in emes is ekye asher ekye, 21 times 21, 441. Hu shagam im kibel al atzmo harbe pamim lehishtanos lios acheres v'nofel. Tried so many times and you failed. So many times that battle with that, the smartphone with all those websites that creep out. So many times the person said, I'm not going to do it anymore. And then, oops. Mekabla kodesh baruch ba'ava. Hashem will still accept that teshuvah. V'zehaya Hashem shal yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's the name that's used. We're starting these parshios right now. Parshios Shmos, all the way through Shovim till we get to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satorah, both in Yisro and in Parshios Mishpatim. Right? Naseh. Venishma is Parshios Mishpatim. So all these inyanim are coming together. Shem ekye shehu shem ha-teshuvah. The Klal Yisrael has the bechin of tshuva right now. She Yehudi mekabel al atzmo mai dehave have. What was. Aval mikan ve'elach ehyeh bria chadosha. From now on, I'm going to be brand new. And that's what tshuva does. And that's the chizik of the days of Shovavim, that a person can take a tremendous chizik for this. And then he continues, quoting another maimer from Beis Avram, Zchuskinu, Yoshiv lo nemer, Ki im shav kabeitz.
Megillah Chavtes, Shegam al Chatoim Shehim Bechinas Yoshuv Lo Ne'amar. Even on those averos which, according to Sfarim, bring down the person can't do teshuva on, Shlo Ne'amar Behem Shetshuva Moeles Aleihem, it doesn't help. Kedisi Bezor Kodesh, Sha'al HaPagamim HaYiduim, on those certain things, the certain blemishes, Lo Moel Teshuva, Hamevin Yavin, Hare Im Vishav, She'omer al nafsho u'mis'akish lasos teshuva oz v'kabei tanidochim. Hashem will gather a person even from there. V'ha'inyin shemoyel his akish lasos teshuva al chatoim elu she'ain shumo elas aleihem hu al derech she'ose teshuva me'ahava. Because when a person does teshuva out of love, zonos nasin lo kizuchuyos, the things they did on purpose now becomes like a zuchus. L'chora, says the Rebbe, Nesiv Shalom, ein l'havin. How could you go from one extreme to another? I understand a sliding scale. I did on purpose, and now it's like I only did on accident. But how could it go from one extreme to the other? An aver that person does on purpose. He's eating chazer treif, and now he does chuv me'ava, and that ham and cheese sandwich became like eating matzah at the Seder. How does that happen? Lo yeh she'osa chuv me'ula aval hare zechuyos lo asa. Enu bezeh de teshuva me'ava inyona she'oise teshuva mitoch avas Hashem u'machnias kol koichas ha'yetzahara el ha'kedusha. A person takes all of these drives and taivas and passions that were burning inside them and brings that over to the realm of kedusha. U'male es kol inyona deveika v'chasheka v'chafeitza de tumo l'kedusha l'avodas Hashem. And all that strong attachment that they had now becomes converted towards the side of holiness. Shetorosu, tefilosu, mitzvosu, b'chol avodas Hashem, the way he learns, the way he davens, all in his mitzvahs, yeh mikan ve'eglech madrega chadosha shel hislahavus. He takes all of this, thing and that burning passion and you know, channels it in the right way. That's the inyan of shovavim. It's a tremendous chizik to all of us. Hashem should give us a lot of help. Hashem has helped to use these 42 days, v'divartam bam, these 42 days, bam gematria 42, and to use them to do a tshuv me'ahava, and just like the Klaiser was zoich to get out of Mitzrayim, each of us in our own bechina, beprat, and especially with the Klal Yisrael, we should be zoich to the gula shleima b'mehera b'yameinu. Shkoyach, everyone.